My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As the exclusive sponsor for our show, the law firm of Condori and Murad can guide you and your family in the right direction. Help you draft a will, set up a trust, create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them Grant and Danny sent you to secure a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. No Nats tonight, as we told you, which means you have live local programming deep into the evening on The Fan. The Nationals back in action against the Birds up in Baltimore for a couple starting tomorrow. If you are anti-Oriole, which plenty of Nats fans are, and similarly, there's a lot of Orioles fans who hate the Nats. It's a nice little regional rivalry. This is a great opportunity for the Nats to do some damage to an Orioles team that is desperate right now. They're tied for the top spot in the American League East going into this series at 70-49. They're 4.5 up in the wild card as well. They're tied for the best record in baseball. So they've been very, very good. But they've basically been a 500 team for the last 6 weeks, and they're taking on some water with a bunch of pitching injuries.
Their pitching just cannot stay healthy.
Nats are getting them at a decent time. They're going to get Trevor Rogers and Dean Kramer in the two games at Camden Yards. So can you imagine if Washington in a lost season goes up there and takes a couple games from the Birds while the Yankees
and the
are
Yankees
winning?
Yankees surge a little bit.
And the Yankees could take a two-game lead. I mean, that would be a pretty big deal in this little regional brouhaha.
Yeah, because they're in different phases, right, at this point. So for a while in the mid 2010s, I guess we're calling it, when they were both good, the Machado Orioles and our version of the Nationals before they won the World Series, it was spirited, right? A couple of teams winning mid-90s games.
You know,
then the Orioles went into
this,
a different phase.
There's really only been a few seasons ever where both teams were good at the same time.
Yeah.
Because the Orioles, first the Nats were horrendous and the Orioles were terrible for a long time. Then right around 2012, the Nats turned it around. The Orioles soon thereafter.
Yeah, they won 93 games in 2012.
Right.
The O's did.
For a couple of years there through 14 when they went to the ALCS, they were good and the Nats were good. Then they were tumultuous again. And now while the Orioles are great, the Nationals are bad again. So there's probably been 3 to 4 baseball seasons max where both of them were ever good at the same time. It's kind of strange.
It is a little bit odd. And now, you know, the Nats are kind of 2 or 3 years behind the Orioles in terms of that just get kicked in the teeth for a little while, then replenish, then start to get good. You hope it actually turns a corner and actually happens for them. But, yeah, I mean, the Orioles, despite everything bad, are the only team with 70 wins in baseball, right? With all the injuries and all the problems and all the pitching they've lost, like Grayson Rodriguez, like, you know, feels a splinter, and now he can't throw for months, and they've already lost the other arms. They just cannot get right, and yet they're 70-49.
Tom Brady going to make his debut on Fox calling NFL game September 8th for the Cowboys and the Browns, week one. But he and Kevin Burkhart actually were at the stadium for Cowboys-Rams doing a fake game, basically. They went through all the motions, headset mics on, calling the game together, getting ready for their first broadcast. I would have loved to have checked that out. Very smart of Fox not to have any, you know, don't put him on a call and let us see a preseason game. Make us tune in for the real deal. Like, you can get him up to speed. It's his preseason, too. You could do 100 games in a studio somewhere that are the exact same, essentially, as far as he can tell with the reps he's getting. Even more so if you're sending him to the stadium for a live game and a game that is not on tape. So it's not like you've already seen the game or seen the plays, like some of the stuff that he's been doing in the booth where you're getting ready this offseason. This is a live game you're reacting to in real time. Those are great reps, but I think there's a lot of people like me who cannot wait to see what Tom Brady looks like in that role 100%. And how he sounds. So to keep that under wraps is really smart. But there were some videos I just saw that came out of him and Burkhart at the stadium kind of getting ready for their call in the background of some other telecasts.
That's so cool. It's so weird, right? Like the superstars, the alphas, the A-team are just sort of mixing it in like the, you know, low-level podcaster at that point. You
well,
know what
also,
I mean?
Like speaking of superstars and A-listers, here's where the intrigue comes from. When have we ever had a player of Tom Brady's caliber go right into the booth? I don't remember anything like this. The only other guy that could have been on that par, in my opinion, would have been if Peyton Manning did it. And Manning still hasn't done games in the booth. But can you imagine what that would have been? Now, he created his own company, and it's doing all kinds of numbers and all kinds of dollars with everything. He's got the Netflix specials, quarterback and receiver. He's got the Manning cast and all the things that he's doing. But normally it's Jason Witten or, you know, it's kind of a nondescript quarterback type player that goes into the booth and Steve Berline or something. Tom Brady, man, who made all the money, who has all the Super Bowls, who's got, you know, all of the, anything you could ever want, including the supermodels on his arm. He wants to go get in the booth and call football games. You just don't see this.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I mean, there have been great players, certainly, that went on to broadcast, like Dan Fouts or, you know, the million other guys that were really, really good, but not to that level.
Well, let's say he did it right away. A, it's nothing like Tom Brady,
yeah,
greatest
it's not
of
the
all
same.
Time. And B, that was the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, and the unique stature that he occupies, talking about Brady. I mean, like the upper stratosphere. There's like the... There are Hall of Famers, then there are the Hall of Famers of the Hall of Famers. Then there's like even another level where it's like we're talking about of all time. Like that's the conversation that he's in, and it usually starts with him. He was on the field a couple years ago, throwing 40-some touchdowns as a 45-year-old, whatever the hell it was. And now he's calling games. He doesn't have to do anything, and he just wants to be around it and wants his voice out there.
All of our coverage of training camp all day long and throughout the week on The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Speaking of camp out in Ashburn today, Dan Quinn, after watching the film of preseason game one, with reporters, opening comments.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Some of the things I know now, today, I didn't know at this time last week. So that was good. That's what you find out in a game. It was good to see 82 Senate stretching the field, you know, in the passing game. I'd seen quite a bit in the running game. So to see some of that, you know, I was pleased with that. I was happy to see the safeties tackle. I thought, you know, I saw a few with Butler, with Reeves. So those were the things that, like, jumped out to me of things that you don't really know until you get into the game because you're not tackling. So I also learned that we need much more work on overall tackling and ball hawking, certainly defensively. I was pleased to see offensively taken care of. Those are one of the things you've heard us talk about a lot. And I also learned there's more to uncover on kickoff cover and kickoff return, and it was a lot of fun. So it was like practice of it was good, but the games you don't know until you get in there and go. So all that said, open up to you guys, you know, regarding the game, but it was good, you know, on the Tell the Truth Monday. This is what we learned. This is what we need to do heading into this week, and then it'll be a little bit of a rinse and repeat as we get to Wednesday, and then we'll travel and practice and play.
I know we've asked you about Jamin Davis and kind of how you guys are moving him around to see yep. what he can do, where his best fit is. What did you learn about him from this game?
Yeah, I think what I learned, I really felt like the speed and physicality. Those were the things. I felt that. I could see that, the tackling to go. And so that was what I saw. And so to get a real look at this at the DN, you have to get it in the game and you have to get the exposures for it. So I was pleased with what I saw from him.
Do you have an update on Sam Hartman?
Yes, so Sam will be out today and tomorrow, and I would say if he and a couple of other guys don't make it back in time for practice, then they wouldn't play Saturday. So that would be where we're at. But it's not a something that we're looking at long term. But for he and a couple of other guys, it would be like Brandon Coleman and Johnny Newton. That'll be Sam. It'll be a longer. More like day to day, and then if they don't make it at the practice, then we'll push it in for next week. One other setback we had was Jordan McGee, so he had injured his knee in the game. We're going to get some more testing and that kind of stuff, so that was a bummer for sure. I thought he was off to a good start, so I'm hopeful, but we'll see what the rest of the day and tomorrow looks like as well, but he'll be out for this week for sure.
His name is shoulder?
Yes, yep, right shoulder, yep.
Where are you at with the offensive line? What would you tell fans who are a little bit concerned about that group at the moment?
Well, I would say, I thought at the practice, it was without Wiley, I thought the guys did a good job, and Coleman. So with those two outs, then it came to Lucas, and we actually moved Chris Paul out to tackle some. He had some of that experience in college, and so we wanted to give that a go as well. So I thought interior, I felt secure with where we're at, but on the outside, I thought actually the guys did a good job of being in new spots. When you get knocked out of a few offensive tackles heading into a game, as a coach, you're wanting to see, all right, what opportunity will be there for the next. So there was some good movement, especially interior for the run game, but there's stuff that I definitely liked.
And Jaden in his post game talked about the catch for Diami, giving him some more confidence. He's a guy that has been a little bit up and down in that regard in the past. Where do you think he's at, and what can confidence do for a player like that to translate to the regular season?
Well, one, I thought you've seen some big plays from Diami, through this training camp. There's actually some in the spring that got my attention to say, okay, what's there, and his ability to get on top of people and stay. He's got size, he's got length. So there's actually a good play in the one-on-ones that transferred into the game to go. So I thought examples like that definitely help. And so, yeah, I was excited for him to make a big play like that. And I can't speak to the past, but what I can say is, from what I've seen, here, the competing, he's on teams, like he's really going for it.
Coach, players like Diami Brown and Benson, obviously they kind of jump off even on the TV broadcast. But as you look back at film today from joint practice from the game, is there anyone kind of further down the depth chart who kind of jumped out at you and, gave you something that you were glad to see?
Well, I thought on the first punt, I was glad to see Tyler Owens. I thought, released, he got singled, made a tackle. So I felt that kind of speed for him. So I thought, that would be one from Tyler. I thought the tight ends in general, were physical, finished, made plays to go. And so those would be a few. It was good to see Wiley, make some plays. And so, I've been waiting for him to try to bust a few to see where it could be. We haven't seen all the catches that he has, but I did see some plays being made by him as well. You're welcome.
Coach, apologies for the terrible catch. What did you make of Tress Way's tackle on special teams?
We made a big deal on that. I think as big a deal on that was the sidelines reaction to him making a tackle. And I think it probably speaks to the love that his teammates have for him. That a kind of excitement to go and made a tackle. And I said, look here now, I don't want to hear anything on the injury report, right shoulder soreness or that. So, but I thought what I pointed out to the team was their reaction to that. And you can see this is a real team leader for how many people were excited that he made a play. So I thought that was a pretty cool statement about who he is as the teammate as well.
Hey, Coach. Brandon Bossert, WMDT, over in Salisbury, Maryland. Just wanted to ask you a couple questions. So first, what's it like
graduating Salisbury State, coming here to Washington, being so close to home? And second, what are some things you're doing differently with the Commanders now compared to when you were head coach with Atlanta before?
Sure. Well, first off, it's really cool to be back in the area. Obviously, for me and my wife, Stacy, going to school there, you know, like such a big impact on the people that, you know, help shape us, you know, coming up. And so whether that be through school or athletics, so we've stayed in close contact with a number of people not only went to school with that are still, you know, part of the athletic program there. So, yeah, we're really pumped to be back closer. As far as, like, you know, a second lap and doing things, I'd say there's quite a bit different. Some of them may be you won't see, you know, just walking around if you weren't with me all the time. You know, even the way we started training camp, utilizing red zone. So having, you know, different, you know, parts of practice that we're doing things, I would say I'm probably more open to different positions by different players to see what they can do. We were talking about Jamin Davis earlier. And I think moments like that, you have to push it, you know, to find out what unique traits a player does have. And then it's our job as coaches to help, you know, draw it out of them. And so I think those would probably be, you know, at the top of the list for me.
Coach, one preseason game down, another one this week. What's the approach as for, like, recovery as you guys kind of gradually get to preseason game number two?
Yep.
How do you guys kind of attack this week?
So what we did today in the morning, so kind of up until lunchtime, it was our tell the truth, all the review of the Jet game, the things we liked, the things we wanted to improve on. And then as we got into the afternoon, it would be all the focus today, you know, right back to our skill work. And so today's practice won't be a long one. So you'll see kind of a ramp back up. Some of the people who didn't play a lot in the game will get more reps in practice today. And the people that played a lot of reps in the game would get a little bit less today, but it's really focused on the skill work to get right back to it. And then tomorrow would be another practice, you know, of more intensity, more padded work, go back down Wednesday to travel, and then Thursday back up. So think of like a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday format this week for the bulk of the heavy lifting. And then today would be kind of a medium day, you know, based on who you are and how much you played in the game. So it's been a big difference, you know, over the last, you know, 10 to 15 years. And if we could do it better and safer for the players, then we need to. And we're working really hard to do that.
Hey, Dan. Especially for the young guys who are going through their first Tell the Truth Monday, how do you get them to learn from the past couple days without having them maybe dwell on maybe some of the things that they'd like to change and didn't do as well?
Yeah, I think there's also a lot of angst, you know, on everybody on the roster when you don't know where you're at and how you stand or where you're at on your performance. So the best thing that, you know, that we talk about is like engagement with the coaches. And so there were some examples of that today. What did you see here? What were you looking at? So we can have a better insight about why something may or may not have happened. And then hopefully we can unlock that to make sure, okay, I didn't know that you weren't clear on this rule, this topic, this thing, and then we can really work to it. The second part that we hit on is there's like corrections are part of what we do. And so don't harden your heart to the corrections. Like if we were actually silent about them, we really wouldn't be doing any of us, you know, any justice. So let's make sure these are the things that we thought you did well. These are the things that we want to emphasize heading into this week from practice into the game. And so I think that was the last one. So if you guys are ready, nah, I'm just kidding with you, John. Got to have a little fun on a Monday.
Thank you very much. Going back to the O-line, I know Sam asked the question because I was listening. But with the O-line, everybody talks about like to build the cohesion and the chemistry and all that. It takes time, new guys together. What's the level of, I don't know about concern if it's the right word, but to get to the level of cohesion you need going into the season with guys kind of in and out?
Yeah, it's a fair question. How do you bridge that gap when guys are out? So, you know, for people like Wiley, who's been out, he'll be back this week. So that's good. He'll be back kind of in the returning to play format, you know, maybe some this today, you know, more tomorrow, more Thursday and into the game. The walkthroughs help, John, but you do need the live action, you know, for the quickness to go. For a guy like Wiley, who's excellent communicator, a lot of experience, easier for him to go back in and perform. It's the communication of everyone else that goes with it. And so that part is important. So to have Wiley back into the process here this week heading in, that's a big deal. And we'll continue to work that hard.
How about for Brandon with working with a new guy with Allegretti on the other side?
Yeah, and so like I said, the walkthroughs and the meetings, that can help. And knowing that we're not going into a regular season game for guys like he and Johnny, maybe we wouldn't push it into that space to make sure he can get there. So it's an important piece, John, to make sure we get those part right. We won't know where Coleman and Johnny are until we get, you know, further along in the week. If they weren't able to practice, then we wouldn't play them. So I want to make sure, you know, getting the practice, getting the reps before we play those two.
Hey, Dan, obviously the starters don't typically play a lot in the first game, and they didn't. But Jahan ended up playing, I think, more snaps than any of the receivers. Just curious why, for him, did you feel that was good for him to do?
Yeah, I think we're right in the middle of that competition, you know, at receiver and trying to find out slot and inside and outside. So moving guys into different locations, Ben, that's a big piece of it. And you'll see more of that this week as well with him and with some of the other receivers. We're really digging into that group, and it's a really competitive group to push it. So you'll see more of that same with his reps increased again this week.
And to go back to Jaden, I really want to know if Maverick is an official name for him or not, a nickname for him. But I think we understand why you kind of said what you said, but just what was the order? Is he not allowed to? Did you not want him to audible at that point because, for some reason, the offensive line questions, or what was it for you that was like, okay, maybe that wasn't the way to go, but I see what he did.
Yeah, well, I think, and we did have some fun with it, but the main thing we wanted to make sure, hey, these are the guidelines we wanted to do based on personnel or checks to go through, so that's why we did it. And I thought he did a really good job, you know, in a small amount of plays, you know, and kind of you felt his presence. And everything we're doing with him, I know you guys got a lot of questions about him, is – you know, to set him up for a remarkable career, not just a preseason or a regular season. And so that's why Adam and I were so deliberate and intentional about how we practice him and how we play. And so I know everybody wants to put everything in front, but like, he just knocking every step down that he's supposed to. And I think that's an important process. We're not going to miss it. I think I told you that way early on, that that was going to be it. So we're setting him up to play remarkable for a long time, not just to see if we can get him more playing time in preseason game one or that. So he's checking all the things that I wanted to. But I think early on we had said, hey, we're going to get these competitive moments, you know, jet one, this one. So we had some to go. So another important week for him to stay in that process.
When you see a guy you pick in Ben Sinnott, you see him on tape beforehand, you see him in practice, and then he comes into the game and makes that kind of play where not only the catch, but then just starts to shed people. How do you evaluate that? And I don't think it surprises you, but it's certainly a huge positive.
It was a huge positive. I think it's a good question because you're wanting to say, did you see what you saw then come to life now? And that's what you wanted to do whenever you select somebody or add somebody to the team, to say, this is what I think he could add. And so I think we were clear on the run blocking, you know, about the physicality of what he could do. And we really wanted to see the downfield throws and what does that look like? Can he extend and, you know, create separation? And as, you know, all the good tight ends do. So it's nice to see that. I've seen that with Jaden. I've seen it with Ben. I've seen it with Samer still. I saw it with Coleman. Are they doing what we thought they could do? And so that's a big piece of it. It happens some in free agency, Chick, but it's a little bit easier because it's apples to apples. You saw him play, you know, against Philadelphia. He did that trait. So, okay, we're seeing the same things here. But when it happens from the college side, that's why I think the college scouting is like where the real art of it all is, because it's how do they transfer that skill onto your team when they're not playing, you know, whatever that competition might be. So I thought for he and for some of his other teammates, that was a really good thing.
Coach, it seems every training camp is an undrafted guy who kind of turns heads. Tyler Owens is kind of the name that keeps on coming up with this training camp. What'd you see from him on Saturday and just his contributions overall so far to what you're trying to do?
Yeah, and I think early on, a lot of the players that you're, you know, referencing, especially if you're not an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, is how do they make their mark sometimes on special teams first to see how do they develop and how does that go? And so to see guys like him or Chig or others really say, okay, I want to make my mark, and, you know, Colson, like there's others that are trying to go for it in that same space. But a lot of the development of the of those players who are into that spot is really going to come through special teams. And so that's why it's been fun to see kickoff and kickoff return, because there's more exposures for that player now. When you first started covering the NFL, and kickoffs and kickoff returns were more prevalent, you saw more. And so now that we're seeing that again, I think it opens up some windows and some opportunities for more players, which I think is a good thing.
All right. Just one point of clarification. On Johnny Newton, you said you'll know sets later in the week. Is there some sort of setback?
not a setback because it wasn't related to where his injury was, but like just a soft tissue part that just wasn't quite right. So for he and for Brandon and others, we're just going to make sure they're really right to go. I think both of them would say, I'll go tomorrow. So that's the attitude that you want, but it's not the best thing to say, hey, how do we get them ready for the whole thing, knowing that we're still in the preseason. So when they do get back out there to play and that, you know, that there's no, you know, reservations whatsoever. All right, you guys have a good day.
Dan Quinn with reporters today out in Ashburn, practice tomorrow, slated for the morning. The Commanders back to work. They've got the joint workouts with Miami later in the week, and then the Saturday night preseason game. I'm hoping for a quarter of Jaden Daniels.
At least. And, you know, whether it's a quarter or not, it depends on how the different drives go, but I'm looking for at least a couple series for him, right? I sort of think that's kind of the sweet spot. Let him see some things, let him maybe fail a little bit, let him recover, let him bounce back, let him look at the Microsoft Surface and see some of the formations. I want him to go through the, it's almost like a pitcher in spring training, getting the rhythm of warming up and then sitting back down, then warming up again and sitting back down, almost getting that game rhythm type stuff without risking him too much to injury.
Post-vacation Danny Ruye.
Yep.
Back about 11 pounds up.
Yes.
What's the big plan tonight? Do we keep the train on the tracks? Do we have something delicious? Are we going to just head home and get an early bedtime and some sleep? What are we going to do?
It might be the last one, unfortunately. This health train has been derailed. I thought I was doing okay, but a drab, I guess, from his mini vacation brought back a bunch of hard, crunchy, salty snacks.
Is that where the pretzels came from?
I think so. That's the scouting report I got.
There's just a bunch of buckets of pretzels out there. I didn't know where they came from.
There were. There used to be, but I've devoured 7,000 of them over the course of the day.
What vacation results in people coming home with buckets of pretzels?
I think he was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which probably is going to require some follow-ups from
so
you.
Oh, so they have a big pretzel factory.
I think it's a big pretzel town.
Okay.
That's made up off the top of my head.
Gotcha.
But, so I've eaten a lot of those. I think I'm just going to try to retire on the early side after about 6-7 hours of video games.
Big thanks to Darius and Ryan and Chris for their work behind the scenes today on the production. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. That'll do it for us. We are back at 2 o'clock tomorrow as we start to turn our attention to the Miami Dolphins and week 2 of the preseason around the NFL. Thanks for listening. G&D saying good evening to you. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.